Tanya for the 22nd day of Tishrei, Chav Beis Tishrei, is in Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chav Gimel, 23rd letter. It's on page 272. The number at the bottom of the page is 528. The Alter Rebbe is talking about the virtue of learning Torah in public, studying Torah in public, and says that even an angel, if he were present in the company of 10 Jews, even if they're not studying Torah, the Shechina that rests on them is so great that it would completely overwhelm the angel and he would become totally nullified. And that Shechina, which surrounds and hovers above and over the people when they're not studying Torah, is drawn into them when they are studying. The Alkein, middle of the page, the line begins with the word Alayhu. The Alkein, and this is why, Zah be'enai ha'maiseh, that which is done is evil in my eyes, the Alter Rebbe writes, Asher na'aseh tachas ha'shemesh b'chlal, that which is done under the sun, meaning to say for those who are business people, are involved in labor, under the sun. Whereas Torah and the study of Torah is higher than the sun. So even for people who are laborers and workers, when they come to shul, ubefrat bein achai v'zeyai hanigoshim el Hashem, hagosha zutvilo, and particularly, those who approach God, meaning to say those who are devoted to davening, and in both cases, whether they're laborers or avdim, when they come to daven after davening and before davening, they get together and they create a gathering of scoffers because they speak of other subjects and they're lightheaded about it. And as the sages say, the Shnayim Sheyeshun Ve'im Beneim Divrei Torah, that two who are sitting together and they're not speaking words of Torah, that's called a gathering of scoffers, of Leitzim. Ve'im Na'asem Meshav Leitzim Ba'asoza, Shchin Tashari Alayhu, and if when there are 10 together, which causes the Shchina to rest on them, that gathering becomes a gathering of scoffers, there is no greater insult and no greater embarrassment to the Shechina than to be lightheaded, to be a meshav leitim while the Shechina is present. Vim omer rizal al ha'ever aveda b'seiser, shedeichek ragli ha'shechina chas v'sholem, and if, as the sages say, when a person sins privately, in secret, he causes the Shechina's presence to be rejected, to be removed from the world, then a person who sins in public, when there's a sin being committed by the public, 10 people together, this removes not only the Shechina, are not only part of the Shechina, but the entire structure of the Shechina. The whole measure of the stature of the Creator. As the sages say, I eina nivahu, that concerning one who is arrogant, that God says, I and he cannot be in the same world. And therefore the Shechina leaves. Elo shemelech osu berahotim, except for the fact that the king, meaning God, is held captive in the troughs, etc., that God is forced to stay against his will. Aval vai leman didachakim l'shchinto, woe is to those who have rejected the Shechina, caused the Shechina to be removed. Kad yekim lo kvicha brichu, when God will lift up the Shekhinah will cause the Shekhinah to rise up, the Yemalo Hisnari Meyofa Kumi, and God will say to the Shekhinah, rouse yourself from the dust, or awake and arise from the dust. V'alklas milin misakvi Yisrael begaluso, and because of three things, Jews are being held and delayed in their galus, and one of them is al didachkin the shchinta, over the fact that they reject the shchina, and this is by being lightheaded when there are 10 Jews together before and after davening. The al de'avdin kalma b'shchinta, and for causing an embarrassment and a shame to the shchina, etc. K'meshikosu b'zeir hakodesh, as is mentioned in the Zeha. In the Hayem Yem, for the 22nd day of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that when we make that on this day, on Shmini Atzeres, we make Kiddush and eat and drink in the Sukkah, both on the night of Shmini Atzeres and on the following day. Hakofes and Shmini Atzeres are observed on the night of Shmini Atzeres. The Haftarah during the day is Vayihi Kachalos until Uli Yisrael Amei. We do not say any special Yihi Rotzein when we leave the Sukkah. Shmini Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah are similar in many of the Kavanas and Yehudim. And we can accomplish the same thing on Shmini Atzeres as we accomplish on Rosh Hashanah. Only on Rosh Hashanah, we do it through elevation. And on Shmini Atzeres, through eliciting from above downwards. In other words, on Rosh Hashanah, we elevate ourselves, and on Simchas Torah, on Shmini Atzeres, we bring godliness down. On Rosh Hashanah, the Aveda is with supplication, submission, and intense bitterness. On Shmini Atzeres, we accomplish the same thing, but with joy.